top temperatures around the 23 degree mark. Ellie Beach at the moment, it's nice, 16. 4MK's Police Beat Sergeant Steve Smith from the Mackay Police. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, really good, Rob. How are you?
Not bad. I know we had one of our news stories this morning talking about 14 drug drivers have been nabbed around Mackay with Sundays. You guys can test for anything, anytime, correct?
That's correct, and that's a bad result. That's a bad weekend.
14.
In our mind, you know, in 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, we do roadside alcohol testing and roadside drug testing all the time.
Yep.
So this really took us by surprise.
Yep, okay.
So there's going to be no change in our activity. That's what we tried to reinforce in our release, is we're not changing anything. We're not going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
If anything, it's the incentive for us to look at ways to increase our roadside drug testing, just to see if we can get on top of this and change this trend. That's not good, is it?
No. Driver behaviour is like we were just saying before about if you're on your mobile phone, there's over $1,000. Not wearing your seatbelt, there's the best part of $1,000 gone. Or what?
Yeah.
The fines are just becoming, whatever. Mm. There's got to come a time when people go, no, that's a lot of money. I want to keep that money in my bank account. Thanks.
Exactly. It is a lot of money. But and then I try and say this every time, that is bad. Losing points and losing your money is bad. But there is always a worse outcome. There's always a flip side. That's you're being caught, and we hope that leads to a change of behaviour.
Yep.
And we'd rather it happen that way than there be a crash and somebody injured or someone lose their life. So there's always a worse outcome, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. You guys are doing a lot of work behind the scenes that we don't see, which is like the old swan on the lake. You know, it's looking graceful, but those little legs underneath the water. Sexual extortion. This is one of those little, I suppose, wordings that I've been hearing a little bit of. Can you tell me more what's happening?
Yeah, I sure can. And this is really relevant for our residents here in Mackay, particularly if you are a parent or a grandparent or a carer, because there's this category of teenagers in our district right here in our city who are being targeted and made victims.
Mm.
So sexual extortion, shortened to sextortion, is what it's commonly known as.
Mm.
Young people are online. They communicate with lots of people. It's a real sociable thing. It is the norm for younger people these days.
Sure.
Now, the way it works is they will begin to communicate with someone who they don't know, typically opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
And during this conversation, fairly quickly, there's a degree of attraction involved. They find the other person attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And in that conversation, they're persuaded to do something that
of a sexual nature, photo wise.
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing that they would do in Sydney Street out in front of the office of 4MK. It's something they do in their bedroom with the doors closed, usually in the dark and in a very private place.
I'm thinking what, underwear photos? I'm thinking something explicit, perhaps.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing. So they're being persuaded by the person who they're, please do this act.
Yep.
And they do.
Yep.
Now, what they don't realise are two things are happening in the background. One is they're being recorded, and two is the photographs are being taken as well. In addition to that, their contact list on their social media, you know, whatever account or profile they're using at that time, is being downloaded, accessed, and kept and stored by the person that's communicating with them.
Right.
So immediately after they've been compromised and done that act, that's being followed up with a direct communication saying, hey, thank you. We've got that act recorded. Now, you know, basically you're mine and you're going to pay me some money. Otherwise, everyone on your contact list is going to receive that recording and receive those images, and I will do it now. Now, put the person in those shoes of the victim as a 13 or 14-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
And you can begin to see as a parent that there's something that this is something we need to be aware of. We need to be having conversations with our kids about this as a strategy. It's not new. It's been happening in Mackay, Queensland, Australia for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But it's really beginning to gain some traction, I suppose. It's getting some legs in our area. We are seeing younger people falling victim to this.
So what do we do? If it happens to our kids? My daughter's 18, right?
Yes.
Son's turning 21 this year. They spend a lot of time online. What happens?
Okay. The demand is give me some money or give me some information. They might even ask for bank account information, passwords, dates of birth, you name it. Give them nothing.
Right.
First point.
Yes.
The more you give, the more they will ask for. They will never ask once for something. If they ask for money and you give them money, they will ask again for more money.
Yeah.
If you give them information, they will ask for more info. Give them nothing. You've been compromised.
Sure.
Secondly, you need to report it, especially if you're someone who's underage, 17 years or younger. Mm-hmm. You're talking about online child sexual exploitation. That's what it is.
Yes, yes.
So that urgently needs to be reported to police.
Yep.
Now, if images are released and are made public and are placed onto a platform of mm-hmm. any type, mm-hmm. you need to report that to the eSafety Commissioner. They can contact those platforms and give them a time frame to remove those images.
Yes.
And they'll play the game. They all do. So they'll remove the images rapidly, which is what we want. There's referral services that exist. We actually have a file here that's an information package for parents.
Yes.
That helps them respond to these situations. I'd love to share that with you today
and
make
absolutely.
It available for everyone in our community.
That's great. Because that's the question. If it happens to our kids,
what
do
we
do?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So this is not something that's unlikely to happen. How many people are at home and have kids that are online?
Everyone does.
Yeah. So let's protect our kids.
Okay. We'll put it all up online a bit later on this morning. Steve Smith, thank you. If you have any questions for Steve and the Mackay Police, let us know. 1-300-872-911. Keep fighting the good fight, Steve.
That's excellent. Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it. And a big fight is coming up. When I say fight, I mean a big show coming up in a few weeks' time, August 27, Harrow Park, Legends on the Lawn. Oh my God, supported by 4MK. This bloke is headlining it. Jimmy Barnes Chisel. 4MK.